Welcome to AMDA on the Hill, your opportunity to keep up with the latest policy and advocacy news from the Society for Post-Acute and Long-Term Care Medicine. AMDA on the Hill is produced in association with AMDA on the Go and available on the same podcast channel. And now here is your host for AMDA on the Hill, Alex Bardock.
Hi, and welcome to AMDA on the Hill, our periodic updates of what's going on with our policy and advocacy work. Today, another brief update for you on a couple things that have been going on over the last several weeks. First, I want to update you on an issue that Chris Laxon's talked to you about, and that is the publishing of a medical director directory. This is an issue we've spoken to the Center for Medicare and Medicaid Services about, and this in the last couple weeks, we have been talking to Capitol Hill. Myself, our consultant lobbyist Sue Emmer, and Chris Lexton were on Capitol Hill talking about this issue with the Senate Finance Committee and the Senate Aging Committee. We explained our reasons as were outlined in the Advancing Excellence letter for doing so, and the reception for publishing such information was very positive. We will continue to talk about this issue with Capitol Hill and CMS to see if we can gain some traction. Another issue that has moved forward in the last several weeks was the development of additional cost quality measures for the MIPS program under the Quality Payment Program. This work is being done by a committee that is actually being co-chaired by AMDA member Dr. Raj Mahajan, who previously chaired the Quality Committee, and he served on both waves 1 and 2 of work to define episode cost measures for the MIPS program. This work group is focused on the chronic condition cost measures. The work has just begun, and it's likely that we will see actual measures being developed in the near future, probably in the next year or so. In addition, AMDA signed on to a large coalition letter of physician specialties asking for certain changes within the MIPS program. We continue to advocate for alignment of the four categories that are included in the program, basically the simplification of the program so that you can get multi-category credit, and basically so that you can participate without having to hire all this additional staff and be successful. So those are a couple of items that I wanted to highlight for you. We also continue to work on data exchange and interoperability. I mentioned last time that we were working on some comments for the proposed rule that CMS and ONC, the Office of the National Coordinator, put out there. We have now submitted those comments. We also worked in collaboration with groups like Leading Age and National Association for Supports on Long-Term Care and many others to submit a joint letter. Those letters will be available on the AMDA website, so please go and look for that in your weekly updates. We will have link to those. But we also continue to work on a work group for data exchange and interoperability. That work group is focused on some use cases, as I've mentioned before. Dr. Terry O'Malley, Dr. Raj Mahajan, and others are involved in that work group, and hopefully we will actually see some tangible work from the work groups in the next 6 months or so. Those are just brief updates for today. Coming up, we will have a pretty substantial rule, which is the physician fee schedule that normally comes out in early July. In that rule, we expect a lot of changes to the quality payment program. We also expect CMS to issue some further guidance on changes to evaluation and management codes. You may have heard me talk about this in the past, that there were some proposed revisions a year ago that CMS delayed. AMDA had been very active on working on subsequent proposals, and we will see if CMS elects to change any of what they proposed last year and figure out how they want to move forward with those policies. So stay tuned for that. We're anticipating that rule again in early July, and AMDA, as usual, will submit comments as appropriate. That's it for today. Again, if you have any questions, my information is included below this video. So please let me know if you have any questions. Email AMDA, utilize our forum, attend our webinars, and get involved. Thank you very much.
References from this podcast can be found at paltc.org/policy. This podcast is not eligible for CMD credits. We'll see you next time here at AMDA on the Hill.